With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Governor Jared Polis says all workers in critical buildings such as grocery stores and nursing homes will now be required to wear face masks. His executive order comes after there have been coronavirus outbreaks in at least 15 nursing homes and residential care facilities around the state.
We know that you all want your parents, your grandparents to have the very best protection if they live in Colorado, and we want to do our best as a state to provide that.
Polis is also sending the Colorado National Guard to help with virus testing at the largest nursing homes in the state, and he says he's stepping up enforcement of rules at those sites. About half of all deaths from COVID-19 in the state have been in nursing and long-term care facilities. Scientists at the University of Colorado Boulder think they found a way to detect viruses like COVID-19 before people feel sick. The device is called the Sick Stick. It would test saliva for the sign of cellular smoke signals. Nick Meyerson helped develop the test.
Regardless of what kind of infection you're dealing with, whether it's bacterial, viral, or fungal, and whether it's in your blood or in your stomach or in your lungs, somehow this signal gets released into your saliva.
They aim to have a COVID-19 version ready in 6 to 8 months. In the meantime, CU scientists are submitting data to the Food and Drug Administration and conducting trials of the test's accuracy. Coloradans don't have to report for jury duty until at least June 1st. Most court proceedings have been postponed or carried out remotely via video streaming, but prosecutors and defense attorneys have been asking for statewide guidance on how to proceed when people don't show up for jury duty because of health concerns. Now the state's chief justice has suspended all jury trials until June. Allergy season is here, and for many of us, that means lots of sneezing and itchy eyes. So how can you tell the difference between seasonal allergies and something more serious like COVID-19? The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports.
Tanya Winders is with the nonprofit Allergy and Asthma Network. She says it's going to be a rough year for allergies.
Due to climate change, we're seeing longer, stronger spring and fall pollen season.
If you usually experience allergies this time of year, Winder says that's one way to know a runny nose or sore throat is just that. However, if those kinds of symptoms are accompanied by a fever or a dry, persistent cough, then Winder says you should talk to your doctor.
It's probably best to call first and have a conversation with your physician about those symptoms to determine if it's even necessary to come in or to get tested for COVID-19.
For allergies, Winder says there are lots of over-the-counter options out there. Plus, she has some advice. Avoid ear allergy triggers if you can. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
There's been too much oil on the market since even before COVID, but a recent agreement to cut production won't be enough to save our region from taking a big hit. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck explains.
The deal between oil-producing countries is being eclipsed by the drop in oil demand because of the COVID-19 crisis. So we're stuck in a seriously flooded market. Current prices are about half of what's needed to make a profit on oil in our region. And that's bad news for Mountain West states that depend on oil industry revenue. Rob Godby is an energy economist with the University of Wyoming. He says that pain could last a long time.
We may see wells shut in, and, you know, once that happens, it's not certain that when markets come back, the producers will too.
He says a lot of oil companies already had serious debt going into this. So even if they survive the COVID crisis and oil glut, they'll be hard-pressed to find much capital to rebuild amid a national recession. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
Eagle County is seeking exemptions from certain portions of Colorado's stay-at-home orders. If approved, it would allow Eagle County Public Health and Environment limited flexibility to slowly reopen the community. Those possible changes include increasing the size of gatherings from 0 to 10, opening some non-essential businesses that can follow social distancing requirements, and opening outdoor recreation facilities. County officials sent a letter last Thursday asking for approval and expect an answer this week. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.